Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me on the phone today is the president of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, Brad Finstead. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So last week, in part one of this two-part series on the legislative session, we were talking mostly about transportation and public transit and those kinds of things. And there's agreement pretty much across the board at the legislature that something needs to be done, and perhaps something substantial. It always comes down to how are we going to pay for it. So what other issues are on the table and that are particularly of interest in rural Minnesota?
Yeah, from a rural perspective, you know, definitely broadband, internet access to rural residents is something that is becoming more and more of a political issue. You have that issue heightened by it being an election year, by the state creating a broadband office. So that's a hot topic right now. Local government aid, funding for our local communities is a hot topic. And with that, kind of the ripple effects of, you know, infrastructure in rural Minnesota, and not what we see, but maybe what we don't see. So wastewater, sewer, that type of infrastructure is something that's being talked about quite a bit because it is a bonding year also, and typically in bonding bills, that funding is included. So that's the hot issues. And on top of it all, it's an election year, and it's a short session, so expect the unexpected, I would say.
Yeah. What's their target date to get things wrapped up?
I believe it's like May 20, usually around May 20th. That's the deadline when they want to be done.
Right. And I mean, I know that they've had a rather bad record in terms of getting things done on time. However, it seems like there's maybe a little bit more pressure to get it done just because of the space issues that they have, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what they'll be faced with if they don't get their work done on time is, you know, the delay in the construction. You know, at some point we need to get back in the Capitol and operate as normal. And in order to do that, the legislature needs to get out of there so the construction workers can get their job done. So they have that added pressure to it on top of it being an election year, on top of it, you know, voters displeased with special sessions, and you can go down the list. So there's a lot of reasons for them to be done on time.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about, I never heard whether there was a resolution to this, and it has to do with the Iron Range. You know, there was that extension of benefits for those laid off workers along the Iron Range. Did that happen, or whatever happened to that?
Yes, it happened.
Okay.
It happened. The Senate and the House were able to agree on what was needed there, and the governor has signed that.
So they bought some time for these folks who, you know, through no fault of their own, were unemployed. But, I mean, what's the long-term play on that? Are they, I mean, it doesn't look like there's going to be this big boom again in that industry, right?
Yeah, that's the scary part of this. You know, the unemployment piece is a short-term fix. You know, the long-term fix is a permanent full-time job.
Well, hey, thanks for spending some time with us, Brad. I really appreciate it, and best wishes to you and your family.
Yes, thank you.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.